Settle down in your armchair. Blandy's back for the Whistleblowers podcast with Brendan Bowers. It's 100% the sport you love.
And welcome to our weekly podcast on all things sport, where we chat about what's been happening with Aussie sports people and teams overseas, while catching up on our national and local sports. And each week we feature a local sports person or administrator, as we like to dig a little deeper into what they've been up to or what's happening in sport locally. We are the Whistleblowers, and this is Mr. Brendan Bowers. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Andrew Bland. It's
been a couple of weeks, Brendan.
It has been.
Yes, yes. The
timing has conspired against us.
It has.
But we're here today.
Here we are for this week. Glad to have you tuned in, ladies and gents. We'll start, as we always do, with international sport. The Chinese swimming scandal has rocked the sporting world. Now, this was years ago. It's only just come out. We're not far off from Paris. This happened prior to Tokyo, where what? How many?
2.5 years ago, 3 years ago.
How many swimmers?
30.
Close to, anyway. Tested positive to a banned substance.
No, 23 swimmers.
We'll 23. What was the name of the substance? TZM or T?
It was trimetazidine.
Yeah, whatever it is. Anyway, you're not allowed to have it.
It's okay, Blandy. It's okay. WADA have looked at it.
Yes.
It was all corrupted. It was just tainted. So, you know.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Well, the Chinese Doping Authority, which I think is an oxymoron, surely to God. Huh? It's got to be. I don't know who's hitting that thing. They thought it might be it was in the soup, but how it got in the soup, who would know?
Who would know? It just miraculously appeared
there. It did.
A bit like maybe influenza. Or should we go?
No, don't go there, mate, or I'll be hunted down somehow. Don't tell
but what?
On this program that the Chinese started COVID.
I mean, we
deliberately
get things to. I wasn't going there,
oh,
but
good,
anyway,
good.
There you go. I wasn't going to mention anything about a bat, but anyway.
No, all right, okay. But so yeah, look. How did the Chinese get away with it? How did WADA not
toss this rubbish up?
The World Anti-Doping Authority, refuses to release the data publicly.
Yep.
And then said, oh yeah, we've had a look at this. Everything seems okay. Well, it's not okay, is it?
No. So there have been calls for them to be disbanded, and I think that's the only thing left to do. I mean,
somebody's on drugs here. I think it's WADA.
Well, look, I'm going to go a bit closer to home. WADA also, we're signed up with WADA with the AFL as well, and they're, you know, it's okay to, if you have a bad hammy, to, you know, have a bad hammy.
Yes, yes, you better sit out this week, mate. There's drugs in your system.
Yep. So, you know. We just need to get serious again.
Well, we do, because the three strikes policy, I know with the AFL at least, is virtually non-existent when you've got that sort of mentality where it's not even being reported.
No, it's just crazy. It is crazy, and I don't know where it will end.
It's not as bad, and I mentioned on air the other morning that, remember the old days of Chinese swimmers, female swimmers built like Arnold Schwarzenegger, winning gold by the length of a pool. And everyone would just go, oh, okay, something's wrong there.
It might have something to do with the shoulders that were bigger than Arnold Schwarzenegger's.
Holy heck. But how far have we come when stuff like this goes on? We'll move on, mate. Formula One. What's happened to Daniel Ricciardo? Hey?
Poor old Daniel cannot take a trick. Lance Stoll, there was a bit of a Constantina effect as they went into the first turn. And everyone managed to stop except Lance Stoll, who just drove straight up the back of Daniel's rear end.
That was the end of him.
That was the end of it. He had to slam on his brakes at the hairpin, narrowly missing Oscar Piastri. But old Lance just cruised up the backside. Wouldn't take responsibility either. Little Canadian. Daniel's pretty peeved.
Yeah.
And, you know, when he's trying to get back in and these sort of things happen.
Just doesn't seem to be falling his way, does it?
No, it doesn't. And even his his fellow countrymen came out and said, you know, it's just not on.
No. And he's not, you know, I mean, I know these situations are coming up, which is bad luck, but he doesn't seem to be driving all that well.
No,
where he is.
Stole, you know, he got a penalty for it, but that doesn't help Daniel.
Okay. And it was old mate again.
Maxie.
Sick of mentioning this man. Number one, it's just driving me bonkers. Anyway, it's good to mix things up a little bit, isn't it?
It is. But congratulations to Oscar Piastri, who's in the points.
Yeah.
So he finished eighth.
Okay. Premier League, you want to touch on that quickly, do you?
Oh, well, I just thought I'd give you the chance. My team haven't played for a week, so we're just sitting out of the four.
Well,
we've got two games ahead in hand.
When I say my team, you know I've got two.
Only two? I thought it was more than that.
No, well, I've got two sons, and they both support different teams, and it's a bit hard for me to, you know, to really jump on without having soft spots for the other one. So there's Arsenal and Chelsea. Chelsea just going down the FA Cup. They had plenty of chances. I don't know whether you saw the game.
No, I didn't. But
plenty of chances. Oh, my God, against Man City. I think they had about at least half a dozen shots on target. And, well, all you need is the one to win the game when the other team doesn't score. So Man City are the FA Cup champions.
They are, and well done to them.
Hmm.
And it'll be interesting to see Arsenal up against my team, Tottenham.
Oh, that's going to be a big one, yes. Yeah, and look, they're falling over.
Must win for Tottenham.
They've had a must win for Arsenal, mate, if they want to win the Premier League.
True.
They've stumbled a little bit of late, and they've had plenty of chances. So, yes, once again, as have Liverpool, I guess, and there's that old Man City again.
They're hanging around.
Can't kill them with a stick, can you, really? in the AFL, do we mention this? The Bulldogs thrashed and killed. It was very disappointing, Brendan. Very disappointing. And, you know, once again, you know, you have all these hopes for the year and then you come out and we'll get to your team in a minute. Much the same on the weekend, really. Essendon, just over Adelaide, a bit of contention there at the end with a possible holding the ball decision against Sam Draper. The Essendon ruckman wasn't given by the umpires. Gee, look, I know decisions go different ways throughout the game. They do even out. But those ones at the end,
they hurt.
They stand out and they really hurt. And they're points of reference for the losing team, that is for sure.
Collingwood are back in form.
They are against Port Adelaide in a big way after Port came out of the blocks quickly. But the Pies, you don't write them off and they are back in the winning streak there. Carlton upset GWS. I guess you could say upset because they hadn't lost a game, the Giants.
No, but Carlton are looking good.
They're looking good. I'd like to see them up against some quality teams.
Yeah.
Let's see them play against the top teams and we'll judge them on that. But they're definitely looking good, as are Geelong, of course, who were too good for the Brisbane Lions in the wet there at the Gabba. It was a pretty ugly game, to be honest with you.
Do you think the Lions are done for the season?
Don't know. We'll give it a week or so. They're certainly going to be struggling because they need to win games. But they've still got all the players there from last year that went all the way. So I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes things fall for you. Other times they don't.
Yeah.
Fremantle were disappointing against West Coast, who
you wouldn't have picked that couple of weeks ago.
I don't think many people picked that, but West Coast did look good against Richmond the week before, so they're showing a few signs there. The Suns disappointing against Sydney. They really were. Yeah. So they copped a flogging there. And the Hawks, as you would expect, poor old North, languishing as again. I don't know what you do there.
It is,
This week we start off on Wednesday night. You may be listening to the podcast. It's all done and dusted. Melbourne take on Richmond, should win that game at the MCG. There'll probably be about 90,000 there, as there will be the following day.
Yes.
It's the Collingwood Essendon traditional Anzac Day clash. It'll be packed. This will be a good game. Essendon in form, Collingwood back in form.
Yeah, looking a little,
Yeah.
Couldn't pick the winner between both of them.
Look, I think Collingwood will win because I think they've got that class, but I don't know. Brisbane GWS, another big game on Anzac Day. That's happening at night, so we're spoiled for action there.
You've got your Friday Saints, as they're starting to be called.
I don't know what to say, Brendan. grab a movie. Watched The Shawshank Redemption with the boys the other night. They hadn't seen it.
Hadn't seen The Shawshank?
They hadn't.
Oh,
and we sat down, watched it, because Mum was away, and fantastic. Anyway, maybe grab The Shawshank Redemption Friday night.
So have they got any posters on their wall?
The boys, there's a door there. They're welcome to go out there any time. I don't lock them up, that's for sure. Shh, don't give it away for those who haven't seen it. Saturday, Adelaide should be good, too good for North Melbourne. Carlton, Geelong, this will be a cracker.
Cracking game.
4:35 on Saturday, probably the game of the round or one of. West Coast, Gold Coast may be closer than we think with West Coast coming back into form. Sydney should be too good for Hawthorn.
Right. Yes, they should be.
Now, we'll move to NRL. What do you say, mate? What's going on? Well, we'll start with the Roosters Storm from last Friday, or Thursday, wasn't it?
Yep.
And it was only the 6 points the Roosters are going down to the Storm.
Again, we're going to repeat similar themes as we did with the AFL. Decisions the referees are making, even in the bunker.
How can you make wrong decisions in a bunker? I mean,
one week it's this and the next week it's that. And there's always a justified excuse when the Graham Annesley comes out and speaks.
Is the technology not up to scratch for what it should be?
Every sport, and, you know, the VAR and football, and there's always issues. I don't know. I don't know where they go, but congratulations, Melbourne are on form again, and they just keep on keeping on.
They do. The Dragons, 30-12 over the Warriors, who were in form. They drew with the Seagulls the week before, but weren't up for it, were they?
No, they were dominant. And, of course, the Dolphins, they just blitzed them in the second half. Parramatta, I don't know what to say about Parramatta. They're missing Mitch Moses, but wow.
Yeah, the Panthers coming off the bye, they were fresh, and we're always probably going to be far too good for the West Tigers. The Titans, I feel sorry for the poor old Titans.
I'll tell you what, they put up a fight. They gave it to
me. They've been sniffing around there for a couple of games, just dipping out, and you talk about contentious decisions. They weren't happy the week before, of course, with that one-point loss to the Raiders. But the Seagulls coming off the draw.
Class just shone out in the end.
Just getting
and Brisbane were just too strong and too dominant for probably their best half of football for the year against Canberra.
Ricky wasn't happy.
No, and I don't blame him.
No. The Bulldogs. Now, Brendan Bowers.
Yes.
The Bulldogs. You've got to say they've improved this year. Have they improved to the point of demolishing your side by 24 points?
Yes, they have definitely improved, and they're a good team to watch at the moment. And I did have some concerns watching before this game. But, again, I don't know what it is. Newcastle, a bit like the Brisbane Lions we're talking about. Some things go for them against them. But Kalen Ponga played injured. Got more injured. Now he's out for several months. So I'm putting a line through my Newcastle Knights for the semi-finals.
And here we are at what round? What are we?
Round
seven.
Seven.
So round seven. You've written them off. Yeah. Done. Disappointing because they started off all right.
Won't stop supporting them, but it's going to be a hard slog. And unless we find some form and get back to what we were playing like last year, cannot see us doing too much.
Well, the Cowboys have been disappointing too. They come up against the Sharkies, who now sat in first place on the ladder, 42-6, another shellacking.
Again, you can't pick it. One week they're on world beaters, North Queensland, and the next week they're not.
I guess it makes for a healthy competition when you've got, you know, tipsters getting 4 out of 8, which is suggesting an even competition.
I would have liked 4 out of 8 this week.
Yeah, well, Maroon got 4 out of 8. He'll probably be bragging about that. But, it makes for a healthy comp when it's not lopsided like that.
It does, and we'll go back to the old axiom. You only need to be 1% or 2% off, and look at the difference it makes.
At that level, we'll kick it off on Thursday. It is the Storm first up against the Rabbits. That will be, based on current form, bit of a non-event.
Yeah, Storm versus the Rabbits. Yes, it will be a bit of a non-event. Jai Arrow's back for the Bunnies. But before that, we have two Anzac Day clashes.
Yep.
The first one that started all, the Roosters and St. George. St. George's home game. It'll be a great contest out there. And I'd be tipping St. George in their form at the moment.
You would be?
And the Warriors are taking it over. Usually they were playing Melbourne in Melbourne. But they're having an Anzac Day for our New Zealand colleagues over there.
Yeah, well, so they should.
Absolutely. We're Anzacs. We're not, I don't know, an axe.
Well, I just feel sorry for the Titans, mate, having to go over there.
Yeah.
But anyway, so who are you tipping there? You're going the Roosters and you're going the Warriors?
Yes, go the Warriors, and I'll go Melbourne on Friday night as well.
Okay, Melbourne on Friday night. All right, where am I looking here?
On Thursday night, sorry.
On Thursday night, I was going to say. Hold on a sec. No, the Seagulls and Eels do battle on the Friday, and you'd think on form the Eagles would have them covered there. The West Tigers up against the Broncos. They need to win the Bronx.
They do. I think the Bronx should have that pretty much covered, and Penrith will be too strong for North Queensland.
Yeah, I don't know where they sit, North Queensland, to be totally honest with you, but the Dolphins and the Knights, your team comes up against a pretty, hot old outfit in the Dolphins there.
You know, I'm a bit of a martyr to my sport, and you can put me as a suffragette because I'll be down there watching.
Are you going, are you?
I'm going.
All right.
I'm not feeling confident, but if you're a supporter, you support through thick and thin, and starting to get thinner as we speak.
You might need your armour there. night boy.
Well, yeah. I did sit at Lang Park one day, or Suncorp Stadium, and watch the Brisbane Broncos put 76 points on my Knights.
Ouch, ouch. And you stayed?
You have to stay.
Really? No, you don't. Mate. You do. Your team performs like a bunch of flogs. You get out of there.
You can be angry, but you do have to support.
Yeah, well, you and I differ. The Raiders and Sharkies, this will be a good game.
Fantastic game.
Bad loss to the Broncos last week for the Raiders and a big win over the Cowboys for the Sharkies. They'll go in favourites, won't they?
Should do.
Okay. All right, then. As we move on, where are we heading?
Let's go to local sport.
Local sport. What's been happening, Brendan?
Well, let's go to the AFL. And in the seniors competition, there was only one game on the weekend. And Bay Power were too strong for Brothers Bulldogs. 8-13-61 to 2-3-15.
Now, where are they sitting on the ladder there?
They'd be up near the top. Yeah. They've won both their games.
So. They've started all right, haven't they, the Power?
They have.
Yeah, and that was a big win too, 46-point win, convincing to say the least.
It was in the first half, scoring 38-7. That sort of set up the
win. It's a good start, isn't it? Yeah. What else has been going on AFL-wise?
In AFL and the reserves, Bay Power were too strong for Brothers Bulldogs again. Pomona got a win over the Waves Eagles.
Oh, they had a win, did they?
6. Yeah.
Okay.
11-13 to 1-0.
A convincing win by the Demons there.
And Maribor Bears, they're out of their hibernation.
Yes.
Again, they clawed another win, 5-5-35 to 4-6-30.
Good on them. Good
and
on
then,
them
of course, in the women,
mm-hmm.
Bay Power were too strong for Brothers Bulldogs, and Maribor went down to the Bombers.
Okay, in football too, the Jets were up against the Sunbury Blues. Didn't go the way the Jets wanted it to.
No, the Jets were grounded. They had the Blues. They were down 4-0. Corinthians and Doon Villa played out a 2-2 draw.
Mm-hmm.
Fraser Flames were too strong for UPE, 4-2. And across the waves continued on, rolling on. The waves kept rolling, 9-0 over Bingara.
Gee, that's a massive... A massive victory, isn't it? 9-0. I mean, did they turn up?
Oh, look, when the Waves get on, and pardon the pun, when they do get on a roll, they're pretty hard to stop.
Yeah, okay. In the women?
The Jets defeated Tanana 4-2. Fraser Flames and UPE were a nil-all draw. 1-0 Corinthians over Doon Villa, and across the waves in United Warriors has been moved to June the 12th.
Okay, in rugby league, mate, it was the second round of fixtures in the BRL comp with two Fraser Coast teams facing off in the Bay.
Yes, Wallaroos claimed the win, 26-12, so that's 2-2 for the Roos. In other games, West defeated East, 34-16, while across the waves defeated Pass Brothers, 18-12, and that's a great opportunity to mix in with our special guest for this week.
Yeah, great segue, Brendan. It is, of course, this week the coach of the all-conquering Wallaroos, and that is Scott Robertson. Scott, g'day.
Yeah, g'day. How's it all doing?
Good, mate, and congratulations. It's a great start to the season for you guys.
Yeah, mate, it's a great start, two in a row, but it is only April.
Yeah, I know. I said all-conquering, but hey, you know, you've been winning, so.
You're sitting on top of the table,
yeah,
Robbo.
Fair enough.
Yeah, mate, well, that's a good, hopefully we can stay there, eh?
So, mate, tell us how the pre-season's gone and how's the first two games been for the club?
Yeah, pre-season's been awesome, mate. A-grade numbers rolled in really well. Really committed to the new process we're trying to put through with the boys. And you can start seeing our hard work there in the last two games. So, it's been a just defensive concentration the first bit of the year. But, the boys are going really well with it. I'm really happy.
Well, it's pleasing to see, mate. You've had a couple of tough years where you've been blooding a lot of younger players through. Seems to be the fruits are coming now for your labour.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I've been believing in. I've always believed in these young fellas. I knew, once the penny dropped, and they're a couple of years older now. They're in the 22, 24, 25 now, and a lot of them have got that 40 games under their belt. Some of them now, so hopefully we've got a bit of match awareness in us now, and away we go.
In their prime, I guess. Have you managed to recruit any new blood to the club?
Not really, mate. We retained. Sean Collins, he's back with us. He's a massive asset to the team. And then we picked up a young fella through the Sunny Coast system, Eli Bailey Ward. Looks like he's going to be me 14. He's pretty handy to jump in positions there, do a couple of jobs. We Zeph Lardy and Bowie McMahon are back keen and training harder than ever. So, and then we'll, of course, we've got Bobby Blair there, so we've got that experience, and yeah, we're going to try and tap into all that the best we can.
Old Bobby Blair, hey, look, I know he's helping you run the team and that, and he's got a wealth of experience. Is he getting any quicker in the older years?
Mate, the legs are getting old, but the brain's still pretty sharp. He knows where he wants to go. I just got to get the boys to get him to where we need to be for him to be his best. So, yeah, we're working on it. It's work in progress, but he's moving better now than last year.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. So, Robbo, obviously it's 16 competition. You've started well, and it's a long season, as you said.
Yep.
Who do you see as your biggest threat?
Well, we haven't played everyone yet, but, you know, I feel like ATW and maybe Brothers, but yeah, it's too early to call.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, they're all pretty good sides, and on their day, we've just got to be right on our day. You know, everyone's juggling work. That's the biggest part, is getting the 17 that you need every week on the paddock. That's what we're trying to focus on.
I guess it's not your concern, mate. The Seagulls have been doing it tough for a few years now. You did play them on the weekend. How did you find their spirit?
Mate, they're outstanding. They never stopped. Had to change a few things, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah. I sort of went in. I went in a bit, not cocky, but I thought we'd put at least 30 on them, They held us well. You know, we had to change everything, change a couple of things at half time, and weather sort of slowed us up to what we want. But, mate, on the day, they moved the Harvey Bay moved the ball really well, you know, and they just need, they'll be okay. It's good to see them rolling back on their feet, to be honest, you know.
Well, Robbo, we wish you all the best for the upcoming season, mate.
I know it's only early, but hey, you can only do what's put before you. And we'll have a chat a little later on the season, mate. And hopefully things still going well for you.
No, that's good. And I appreciate that. Yeah, one week at a time, the old saying is, but we're looking all right. So, hopefully we go to Bundaberg this weekend and put in a good performance. So that'll be good.
That was going to be my final question for you, Robbo. You've got your first 3 weeks away. You must have a glut of home games coming up after that.
Yeah, after this bye weekend coming up, after the Brothers game, we've actually got 3 at home over the 4 weeks. So hopefully, that should be pretty good for us. And, you know, see how we go at the end of that. So.
Well, get out, all you Maribyrnong people and Fraser Coast people, get out and support the Roos.
Absolutely. Yeah, Scott Robinson, Coach of the Wallaroos, thanks for being part of the Whistleblowers, mate, and all the best.
No worries. Cheers. Thanks for your support. Cheers.
Okay, Brendan, let's have a look at this weekend. What have we got coming up?
In the AFL, it's Battle of the Bay with Bombers up against Bay Power.
Brothers, that'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
It will be. Mm. It will be. Bay Power may shock Bombers a bit.
Well, we'll see, because Bombers have been, let's face it, the strongest side for a few seasons now.
Blandy, you're slipping, mate. You missed the dad joke I put in there.
Oh, sorry. What was that one? I missed it.
The Power may shock the Bombers.
Yeah, right, okay.
Electricity.
Right. Isn't it terrible when you've got to explain one? Brendan Bowers, I don't know. Myth, and congratulations, Brendan. Sorry, mate.
Brothers Bulldogs play the Waves. In reserves, Brothers Bulldogs and the Waves are up against each other.
Yep.
The Bombers play Pomona. Bay Power and Maribyrnong have a bye.
Mm-hmm.
And in the women, Bulldogs and Waves meet again, and Bay Power and Harvey Bay Bombers play in the women.
Okay, and in local football or soccer, I don't want to get in trouble, but it's hard because we've got three forms of footy, don't we?
Yeah, the Wide Bay Premier League.
Yeah, that'll do. Wide Bay Premier League, well done, yes.
In the men's, Doon Villa play the Fraser Flames, Bingra are up against Sunbury, Corinthians play the Jets, and UPE and Across the Waves meet. And in the women, United Warriors play Tanana, Corinthians and the Jets are up against each other, UPE and Across the Waves meet. And Doon Villa and Flames will also clash.
Okay, there's plenty of action there. What about rugby league, mate?
As mentioned earlier, Roos travel up to Bundy to play Brothers. Seagulls host the Panthers in Harvey Bay, while East and Waves play in Bundaberg.
Okay. Thank you, good listener, and our special guest, Scotty Robinson, too, for tuning into the Whistleblowers this week. And next week, we'll once again have a chat with another guest about all things sport. A shout out each week, Brendan, to an athlete or club that does great work for the community that, well, often goes unrecognised as we share that positivity and community spirit. Who you got?
Well, I'm going for a group of people at different fields, and that's the groundsman or groundspeople.
Yeah.
Who have been looking after our fields in this weather, which has been torrential rain and making it very hard to get on the
annoying,
field.
Isn't it?
Very hard to mow as well. So well done to all the grounds people for making sure our players can get out and play their sport.
Thank you, grounds people. Without you, we wouldn't be able to play. Well, we wouldn't have a service, would we?
That's right. Exactly.
Brendan, appreciate it. Of course, it is the Whistleblowers, mate, and look forward to chatting again next week.
Can't wait for a Blandy.
Now that you're up to date, don't forget to add us to your favourites to keep it that way. The Whistleblowers Podcast.